The hymn, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain," is perhaps one of the most joyfully poignant hymns penned by Charles Wesley. On Whitsuntide in May 1738, 3 days before his brother experienced his heart strangely warmed, Charles was convalescing in the home of John Bray, a poor mechanic, when he heard a voice saying, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, arise and believe, and thou shalt be healed of all thy infirmities." The voice was most likely Mr. Bray's sister, who felt commanded to say these words in a dream. The Anglican hymn writer Timothy Dudley Smith notes that the following then happened. Charles got out of bed and, opening his Bible, read from the Psalms. "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God," followed by the first verse of Isaiah 40. Comfort ye my people, saith your God." He wrote in his journal, "I have found myself at peace with God and rejoiced in the hope of love in Christ." Amen. "And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's love?"